The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
Five minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time. Here on the Power Hour, Dave Krieger with you. Actually, it's 6 minutes after now. For those of you watching the clock going, hot, Dave, you messed up again. You know, it's amazing how things, you know, life takes weird turns, doesn't it? For everybody. North of the border, south of the border, whatever the case may be, you know, the economy is a mess, everything's a mess, and what can I say? We have to basically exist in it. That's one of the reasons why we bring you guests like Guy Mitchell, who's going to be on with us at the top of next hour, discussing the upcoming power blackouts in the UK and the great deception about global warming. Also in the week, Martin Pitella with Transderma Minerals will be back on with us talking about precious prills. Perry A. will be on, and I guess we have a really interesting testimonial from a listener in Kansas City, and we're going to talk about that when we talk to Perry. Misha Popoff will be talking about just how natural is organic farming. And if you know anything about organic farming and you've been doing your research on that, you know that it's not all it's cracked up to be. In fact, it's just a little weird the way things are. And misrepresentative, I guess, would be the other word that you might consider using. Susan Smith-Jones will be back with us on Thursday. And on Friday, a very first-time interesting guest. I got his book. I've been reading it. I'm a third of the way through the book. And if you know the name Dr. Aaron Cariotti, he exposes the framework for a biomedical security state in the new abnormal. He will be joining us on Friday, and I'm telling you, this is some book so far, what I read. He even spells out what's going on at Amazon and how not just woke corporate they are, but the security state, the surveillance state, the control mechanisms, everything the corporate media is doing right now and the corporations, per se, are doing right now is all part of the bigger picture of control. I guess the whole idea is, generally as a system, there are elitists and evil people about that seek to do us harm, which is one of the reasons why, you know, we have these guests on the show, because obviously there is a certain amount of preparation that has to be done. And again, we're not going to do the tit for tat about all of that. The circumstances involving our government, what's going on with our government, how dysfunctional our government is. I look at it as a uniparty system. It's a one-party system of self-serving idiots, useful idiots, for a bigger agenda. And whatever that agenda may be is for everybody to decipher, figure out, and we try to expose as much of that agenda as we can. And again, you know, people are going to come at me and say, oh, Dave, you're anti-government. Nope. Governments are necessary. You have them on all levels. You have them on the state, got them on the local, got them on the county. And see, you make a bigger difference when you work within the county structure and you go in and you are a good negotiator and you try to reason with these people and get them to see the error of their way, or in the alternative, convince them that your way is better and maybe they should consider that. In other words, you go to local board meetings, school board meetings, commission meetings, whatever the case may be, and you speak out and you tell them the way it is and the way life is affecting people and how it's going to affect them at some point in time, and understand that we, the people, put you in there to work for us. It's not the other way around. Same works in DC too, but when you look in the mirror and you recite to yourself, what can DC do for me today? And you come up with a big blank stare, that's what you get. You voted them in, you get what you get, right? So the whole idea is to go to the polls and vote. Got an interesting article by DV Kid that we're including on our email blast, which, by the way, is free for those of you who want to sign up. I know everybody likes free stuff. It's not socialism. You know, we do it as a public service. The other thing that we give for free, and some of you have been taking advantage of the offer, is the credit restoration primer. Because obviously credit is important to some, maybe not others. Maybe some of you were born with a silver spoon in your mouth and you don't need my book. That's fine. I'm not going to hurt my feelings. But, you know, the thing is this book has helped a lot of people. And so far, they have been flying out the door. And we appreciate the fact that you're supporting us. Like I said, I'm giving it away. I'm not making a dime off this. All right. We have the 10% off specials this week on Head to Toe Calcium Bentonite Clay, Life Enthusiast Products, Miracle Skin Products, North American Urban Spice Products. 20% discount on the OptiVita Hemp Bundle. And, of course, you can order that by clicking on the Partners tab on thepowerhour.com. And we have an excellent way to generate more revenue. For those of you who like solutions and you want to make a little extra income, you can just send your link, our link that we're going to give you if you sign up. Go to thepowermall.com/affiliate info. Or you can just click on the link that says affiliate info. And we're going to send you, or you can email support@thepowermall.com. We'll send you the links you need. And you can track the sales that your friends generate by shopping at the Power Mall. That simple. The Power Hour newsletter can be had just by texting Power Hour at 22828. I think you've heard that already. I'm on Substack.com, DaveKrieger.substack.com. Oh, by the way, for those of you subscribing to Substack, understand that a lot of these subscriptions are paid subscriptions. I don't charge. Mine are free. I just received a court case, 137 pages of long in length, from the U.S. District Court of the Northern District of Illinois Eastern Division. Plaintiff's motion to lift the stay, confirm arbitration final award, and enter judgment, including post-award pre-judgment interest. The plaintiff, Kim Albeck, took this entire matter before a retired judge, Zwick. The judge awarded her against PHH Mortgage pecuniary, compensatory, and punitive damages totaling $1,274,240.36, together with prevailing parties' attorney's fees of $582,762.20, for a total of $1.857 million. This is going against PHH Mortgage Corporation, formerly known as Ocwen. For those of you who are interested, I will email you that 137-page ruling. For those of you contemplating bankruptcy or anything else, in this particular instance, the judge says, you know what, PHH, you violated the Illinois Consumer Protection Act. And this woman is going to be, because the arbitrator, they agreed to arbitration, folks, and what that means, when they agree to arbitration, it means the award is there. It's there. And it's going to continue to accrue interest until PHH Mortgage coughs it up. $1.857 million. And who says homeowners don't win in court? I just got this before we went on the air this morning. And if you are so inclined to email us at support@thepowerhour.com, you want solutions? Yeah, see, any other channel out there, are we paying attention to what's going on with the consumer? Are we willing to send you court cases? You know, we're willing to do it. I don't know about other, I don't really care about other radio stations and other channels and what other people say. The whole idea is they're out there doing a job that they think they need to be doing. So be it. You know, the thing I'm trying to avoid doing is fear-mongering. I mean, there's plenty of fear in the world if you look around. That's all Satan. We already know all that. We're fighting a spiritual battle. I think a majority of our listeners can agree to that. You know, the idea is how much of a solution do you offer and what's it going to cost the consumer? What's it going to cost the consumer in the end? We already know there's a foreclosure crisis. Florida real estate market is hot right now, but not for long. It's going to dry up. Things are going to dry up. Things are going to get crazier by the minute. And Swedish authorities, by the way, you wonder why they're keeping quiet about what happened with Nord Stream? Well, because they found an explosive-laden drone on the seabed near the pipelines. And the Swedish Armed Forces went in and removed and disarmed the drone. Now, you're probably wondering, huh, wonder where the drone came from. Think about that. I mean, you've heard officials within our government talk about we need to do something to stop this Nord Stream. Yeah. The editors of the Wall Street Journal have come out like we care. See, here's the thing. Wall Street Journal is supposed to be reporting what's going on Wall Street, but instead they published a searing indictment of Pope Francis, insisting he has undermined the church's moral authority by pandering to the Chinese Communist Party. Well, folks, I hate to say this, but I thought about this over the weekend and about China. We had this, you know, Nan Su was on the program from Epoch Times talking about everything. And I'm looking at the situation. I'm thinking, look, if we're that stupid as Americans that we're going to fight with each other and disagree with each other and throw mashed potatoes at Monet paintings and glue ourselves to the wall and whatever, if we're going to be stupid about life, then we get what we get when it comes back, because recompense, you know that term, it's in the Bible. Those things will happen. What they say about karma? Yeah, you do stuff like that, and karma, it comes back around to bite you. But to sit there and to think that China's going to be our best buddy when they just bought up acreage in Florida and they're putting in another plant? For what? And nobody's bothering to investigate. We just take it lightly. Don't worry, the Chinese are cool. Yeah, until Xi Jinping and his 20 million man army come marching into America. This is a real problem. And the first bunch of lunatics they will take out is your 535 members of Congress. They will march them out into the square. This will make Tiananmen look like a Sunday school picnic. They don't need our Congress anymore if they're going to take over America. All they need to do is just execute these loudmouths up there that get up and promise us everything. It's all the same uniparty system, folks. They promise you the world to get elected, and when they get in there, they turn into self-serving, moral, immoral, whatever. Some of them may be pedophiles. We don't know. You go ahead and attack the Pope. Whatever. I just can't get through my head all of the pedophile activity going on in the priesthood, you know, and all the reparations and settlement money that the Catholic Church had to pay out. I can't shake it. Sorry. It's one of those things in the past that you just don't shake. I mean, you know, they're not infallible, folks. We're all human. The air is human. But to go after a kid, you know what the word says about that? You know, better with about the millstone hanged around your neck, be cast into the sea than to face the wrath of God. They will face it. Trust me. I don't care about the QAnon. I don't care about the tunnels. I don't care about all that crap. It's irrelevant because there's no proof. Unless somebody can send me pictures and video of the elite forces arresting all these people, you know, and Mike Pence being assassinated at Gitmo. I don't know. No. I hear this stuff and I dismiss it. Well, they're body doubles. Really? Everybody's got a body double. How do you know? I might not be a body double. Elite units, by the way, within Germany's federal police force are now preparing for blackouts in the country amid fears the country could completely run out of gas by the end of February. Now, why would the federal police force be training? Because maybe they're anticipating there'll be riots in the streets. And you wonder what this is, why we have Guy Mitchell on the program, folks. We're just talking about the UK. Now, imagine this. You got London. London is, I mean, half of India is in London virtually. I mean, you look at the demographic makeup. I mean, it's huge. It's multiculturalized. Am I saying something that's offending people out there? Oh, darn. Yeah, we got freedom of speech. Think about it, though. When you multiculturalize a country, you tear it apart. It becomes dysfunctional. And this is what's happening with the 5 million people we've had crossing our borders, because they all have been promised something. Now, what's going to happen? Are they all going to be made, see, it's not 2022 because it's a little late to try to come in and make them all citizens so that they can vote by the November 8th elections. It's not going to happen. But 2024, on the other hand, that's a different animal. Now, what can you promise people? This is why, you know, if we don't go to the polls and vote and straighten out this, at least for the time being, this little mess that's going on. And it is a mess. We got rhinos contributing to it. Both sides of the aisle are contributing to it. It's really funny how they come up with a saying that there's two sides to every story. Gee, here I thought there was a possibility of three. What's the third side? The side from somebody that's standing outside looking inward at the two sides going, I don't like either side. I don't like either story. I don't like either position. But, oh, God, I got to vote the party line because if I don't, the lesser of... I got to put the lesser of two evils in office because it's the best system we've got. You remember that crap? The best system we've got? No, it's not. The Constitution is the best system we've got. The problem is getting the politicians to follow the Constitution and not create mayhem. When we're talking about safety and welfare, we're talking about no crime rate. Now, are we talking about the Stasi? Are we talking about the German police state during World War II? You know, it's amazing. You're going to find out from Aaron Cariotti on Friday. And I was reading in the book and I did not realize that the eugenics programs did not start in Nazi Germany. They started right here in the good old U.S. of A. Forced sterilizations, all of it was going on since 1907. I mean, this is really crazy. Some of the stuff you find out by doing your research. Yeah, we can point a finger at ourselves all we want, but does it change anything? Does it change the world you live in right now? Imagine being poor in the United Kingdom and a major supermarket is coming at you pitching bugs for your survival diet. Hey, kiddies, here's some cricket burgers. Here we go, gathering nuggets and mints, nuggets and mints, nuggets and mints. Yummy. Wow. I mean, we're talking about 26 million Brits that could be dragged into fuel poverty. Yeah. 26 million people, more than one in three British households, no power. Now imagine the death toll from that. Now you talk about climate change and not having a plan. Yeah. Let's see, where are we at on all this? We got climate change, yeah. Let's see, the Ice Age. They talk about global warming, yet we keep talking about an ice age, a looming ice age. Bitter cold winters. Okay. Or does that make sense? If we have global warming, why are we going to have bitter cold winters? Is nobody asking that question? George Freund sent us a rather interesting email. And you can make of this what you want. I respect George. George has been a guest host on this program before. And he writes, a family physician in Mississauga, Ontario, diagnosed cancer on a patient on Monday. A follow-up appointment was scheduled for Friday. The cancer went to stage 4. The doctor has never seen such an advance in their career. The patient passed away over the weekend. Government agents were in the doctor's office on Monday to seize the patient's files. The doctor was threatened with license removal. Agents forcibly seized files, including the patient's. Other doctors are reporting the bodies of patients at York, North York General Hospital being taken to a secret facility to remove the monstrous blood clots. And if they can't be removed adequately, the bodies are cremated without the family's consent. Okay, folks, I have said this time and again about genocide and about eugenics plans, about the depopulation of the world. It's happening. Further information is pending of a rogue element of police participating in a biochemical release on the Canadian people. George says he's read the letter to the RCMP commissioner. It's damning. It reports records reporting of torture. We're concerned for the well-being of the reporting physician who hasn't been responding to contact. This was in Saskatchewan. People of Canada are at war with something. I dare name it. Thank you for that, George. Take from that what you will. I mean, we get a lot of emails, and I read every one of them. Good or bad, damning or otherwise, doesn't matter. Know your emails got read. Whatever messages you send here, they get read. Whether I dismiss them with a grain of salt or I decide to talk about it, it's another story. Deeming whether or not the show is relevant, that's all another story, too. You take from every little thing that we discuss here on the show for what it's worth. Take it with a grain of salt or you take it to heart. It's your choice. 844-769-2944 is the number to call. We'll be taking your calls after the bottom of the hour break. The spike protein, this is making headlines now. It's disrupting immunity in millions. Now, you want to talk about, then this is the headline, of course. The presence of spike protein has been strongly linked with long COVID and post-vaccine symptoms. Now, see, here they are repeating the word vaccine. Why? Because they brainwashed a majority of America into believing what they were being given was a vaccine. And our listeners, and we have some smart ones out there, know better. Like me, they didn't take the swab, they didn't take the jab, they didn't do anything. And they are prepared to defend their homestead if somebody shows up at their door with white hazmat suits on with a needle in their hand saying, sorry, but you got to get the jab. They know what to do. Let's see, how many rounds do you have? All right, so here's the thing. You know, they can't force you to do something that's against the Constitution of the United States. And the thing is, no, they got to do it. They got to be sneaky about it. So go figure that. We'll be talking about this nonsense, the underreporting, and the craziness of it all after we come back from the break here on the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. Stay with us. Be right back.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.
3 minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time. Welcome back to the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. And just the hits just keep on coming. We're getting reports in from Central Florida. The hurricane apparently has done a little bit more damage than we first thought. They're actually draining interior reservoirs and canals because of the presence of blue-green algae. We're hearing reports all the way in the middle of the state up near Orlando in Polk County in Winter Haven. There is blue-green algae in the lake there with flesh-eating bacteria. Sounds like a fun day for a swim, doesn't it? No, don't do it. Yeah, we don't. This is what we're hearing right now. We're getting phone reports in from what's going on down there. It seems the hurricanes can carry a lot of junk in a lot of different places. So before we went to break, we were talking about the spike protein disrupting immunity. Now, let's ask yourself a simple question. What if it was intentional? What if it was designed to disrupt everybody's immune system, make them all sick and kill them? How many people would actually get around the cognitive dissonance aspect and decide, you know, maybe Krieger's got a point here, maybe really? And it's not just me. It's not my opinion. it didn't start out that way. I had to hear it from Dr. Kerry Mate, who I love and respect. And I think she's, you know, done a wonderful job spelling it out. And as a matter of fact, it makes me wonder why her plane crashed, why all of a sudden it plummeted. She was in a private plane and suffered severe injuries in a plane crash. And so, you know, it makes you wonder, considering, thank you, Phil, by the way, from Florida, for reminding me that tomorrow is the anniversary of the death of Senator Paul Wellstone up in Minnesota. And of course, you know, the conspiracy theorists are having a party with this, but when you look at the facts and you look at the situation, like Georgia Congressman Larry McDonald on KAL Flight 007, and then you look at Wellstone, anybody that's come out against a government that's tried to do the right thing ends up dead. Huh? So, you know, his anniversary of his plane crash is tomorrow. And a lot of people believe that he was off by our own government because he refused to toe the line with the Bush-Cheney regime. So you see, both sides, this uniparty system, it's dysfunctional. And that I'm putting it mildly, seriously, it all is dysfunctional. We, the people, are the ones who now have to stand up because our Congress has failed us. Our administration has failed us. All three branches of government. You look at the fact that the Supreme Court is supposed to be the decider of fact based on the evidence and what the case said and what the Constitution says. And everybody's trying to politicize it, especially the other two branches of government. Well, you see, when you have a dysfunctional government, then everything gets held up to scrutiny. And who has the right to hold it up to scrutiny the most? We, the people. We're the ones that have the right to say, you people are idiots, useful idiots for the elitists. You people, we don't have any respect for you anymore. If you're going to go let all these criminals out of prison and let these potheads out of prison, you know, so much for the war on drugs. Go figure. Here they're busting people for pot, putting them in jail, and now they want to let them all out so they'll vote for Biden? Really? I mean, this is the mindset we're at? You know, everybody just needs to go smoke dope, right? I mean, let's make it easy on the red Chinese to come in and take us over. Why don't we? How many stupid people do we have out there, actually? I've lost count. Starting with all the people that bought into the crap that these supposed vaccines, they're nothing but the jab. Nah. And they're killing people by the tens of thousands, blood clots. I mean, you know, we're telling you this. It's a bioweapon, and if you haven't gotten your head around that and understand that it's ongoing, if you're not taking something as a prophylactic, which is why we have the Paramol and the natural products, if you're not taking something, I mean, we don't sell ivermectin at the Paramol, okay? You're going to have to get that elsewhere. We have sources for that. I buy it all the time. It's a prophylactic. You take it. If you're reading the frontline reports, you'll know this. We are all about getting you the information. Yes, is there some critique involved? Yes, there is. When somebody else is reporting information, I feel is like marginally borderline fear factor with no proof, no backup. I'm going to call it. I'm sorry. I'm a card-carrying journalist, and I don't like what the media has done. The media has destroyed this country. I talked about it at Myrtle Beach. Dave in New York, welcome to the show. What's going on?
Hey, good morning. I tracked down my records here, and I found the envelope that I wrote that CDC patent on, and I'm going to give it to you because I let you do the heavy lifting and all
there
your power peeps out there. Yeah, okay.
Wonderful.
It's CA-274-152-3A1. Now, the only thing that could be different on the last one could be an I, but I don't think so because I didn't dot it or anything. So again, it's CA-274-152-3A1.
All right, I wrote that down.
Terrific. And in New York State, Governor Hochul, she got a grant or something. She got her. She's Huckleberry Hound or something, you know. But anyway, she thinks she's funny. But she got a grant for $100 billion to build a chip factory here in New York State.
Oh,
That's a mind of a number, you know. And she mentioned how many people, but we're a chip factory, so that will become the new, you know, Texas or wherever they're making all of the
computers. Taiwan,
the world's leader in making. Yeah, the new. I just don't believe that. I mean, that number is so far out there that, you know. And where does all this money come from? She said, I've been fighting my whole life to do this. She's only been governor for, I don't know, 2 years or something. I don't know, when they got rid of the first Cuomo there, uh-huh. You know. So I don't, you know. But anyway, so she's, but she hasn't been playing that ad so much now. She's been playing the more, you know, silly ads, you know, so about you think, how good she is.
Dave, you think Lee Zeldin's got a chance?
Yes, I do. And of course, the common theme here now, which is probably right. You know, they got to, and maybe even it started with you. I'm not sure who said it first, but that they're going to make it look like when the Republicans took over, everything went down the tubes, so they can blame it on them later. Well, that's possible. I'm hoping that there is an election. I always keep this in the back of my mind that, you know, they can have their outbreak anytime they want and really have an emergency where, you know, we're at war with Russia and we're not going to vote because of that reason and, you know, blah, blah, blah. Here comes our good old real dictatorship where their hand is truly shown.
Yeah, would that be amazing, wouldn't it? And it would be. I mean, literally, I got to give the American people some credit. I mean, everybody's got a conscience. The fact is, whether they allow it to start to critically think like we do and say, hey, wait a minute, what is this? What is going on here that all of a sudden we have this national emergency again? I mean, did you ever hear that the national emergency regarding COVID has been lifted? I haven't.
No, I'm in the little Ginsu stuff there with the bugs that they're putting in the food. I mean, they will, you know, just, again, shred your brain up. And, again, that's why you want something like the clay to draw stuff out with, because it's got a different charge to it. It's a negative charge, which is good for you, but it attracts all the bad stuff. Or it could be food-grade diatomaceous earth, but you've got to be doing something to get this stuff out of you as it enters. Or yep. It will even pull stuff out of your organs if you have this something to get it out of you. And again, then distilled clean water, you know, something like that to go back in and, you know, negatively charged. You can do that on a magnet sometimes if you don't have it, you know. I have, you know, a big magnet so I can set stuff on and it charges them up.
Oh, good for you. That's good. See, we're all about solutions and you got it. So, all right, that works for me.
Yeah. Another thing that would be very helpful, because I'm not a computer guy, you know, I've got the old jukebox 4G phone, you know what I mean? You just open it up and it looks like the old, you know. And I'm not really anymore. I got out of the computer stuff. So if anybody could go back and go on Getter or Rumble, you know, a good search engine, and try to look up and find out when the CDC was on Dun and Bradstreet, because I want to clear my name here locally after telling them I'm not here, and they said, no, it's not a federal agency, you know?
Yeah.
But I mean,
I know.
Stuff like that, the research.
Dave, nobody wants to do the research. See, that's it. You're doing the research. I'm doing the research. Nobody else wants to do the research. This is the sad state of affairs in America. We all just want to tune in and get our daily pabulum, you know, from mainstream media TV. And, you know, what can I say? I mean, this is the way of the world right now until we the people rise up and change it. I don't see it happening anytime soon. Even with the November 8th elections, time will tell, because, you know, the old saying, you shall know them by their fruits. So, you know, after November 8th, you know.
Let me just mention something real quick, because I love our synchronicities. And the envelope that I've had this written down on, it's 2016. And at the top of it, I've got different things written down, yellow fever, Royal, you know, the Rockefeller Institute and all that stuff. And it also says Wrens.com. Now, isn't that something? Here we are on Wrens, and I've got Wrens.com written down. So
Wrensradio.com. Yeah, thank God for Jeff Wrens, huh?
Yeah, so, okay, thank you much.
I appreciate it, Dave. Thank you so much. Patrice in Ohio, thanks for holding. You're up. What's up?
Well, you hit on like four things that came onto me just this weekend.
Ah.
spoke to somebody who got the jab out in California. I hadn't spoke to them for a while. Found out that they were in the hospital twice. One for, like, blindness. So I say to the person, well, you know, that's, like, one of the number one side effects from the jab. Oh, I don't think so, she says.
Denial.
So, yeah, then the other one is she has, like, an immune disease going on. And here's the latest thing, which your previous caller brought up, brands.com. There's this thing about iron now. You have too much stored iron, and then you don't have enough flowing iron in your blood going on with this. And she has that same thing. And I bring that up again and say, yeah, interesting. I was just listening to a podcast the other night, and they said that's a side effect. Oh, I don't think so. And they're Christian. So then the next thing is everybody's looking for this savior. Who do they think is going to save us? Somebody already saved us. We have to save ourselves. It isn't going to be some elected official. And if we don't have an election, I guess we're just going to do this sooner than later.
That's true. I know, you know, thank you for the matter-of-fact statement there, Patrice, because you're right. When it's in your face, then you have to deal with it. And see, this is the thing about... Those who are not prepared, they're going to face consequence like nobody's business, and they're not going to be ready for it. This is why they're building all these camps in America, because you're going to have a lot of refugees. It's not just the 5 million. It's all these refugees that are coming across our border that are infiltrating, and nobody's paying attention. Well, we are.
What do you think they're going to do? Maybe they're going to be the real slaves.
They could be the real threat, too, because, see, the thing is why is Germany preparing their federal police force? I mean, what is all these blue state cities screaming for federal police?
Well, you talked about the federal police. I told you where the federal police headquarters is. D.C.
Yep.
That's the top of the line. Now, the other thing is, what I heard this weekend, listening, and I heard it from his mouth and never saw the video, that, you know, Rand Paul invested in Remdesivir, he and his wife.
Wow.
Were you aware of that?
No, but I'd like to look into that.
He justifies it and says, well, we lost money, so... Who cares?
I don't know. You know,
yeah.
I've got some stock analysts.
It is.
You and I both know it. And the thing is it's all part of the treatment protocol to kill as many people as possible. And nobody wants to wake up. And then this friend of yours out in California, that's in the hospital, it is to the highest order. And this particular pandemic apparently did not meet their expectations. We have to assume it didn't meet their expectations, and so we
and
can prepare
got,
for another round of this stuff. Go ahead, one more.
I got one more. So I saw on BitChute this week that somebody had posted that they went for their 1 year follow up because they had a heart attack from getting the jab. In this particular case, they're calling the jab cupcakes because they don't want to get pulled off. So this is what it says. 1 year follow-up to what the doctor said. There was nothing on the file about my coworker being admitted to the hospital after the cupcake. Do you have any paperwork? The doctor asked. Yes, my coworker responded. I have my discharge papers. Doctor says keep them. The doctor advised, you are the fifth patient of mine whose admission records have been removed. The doctor complained to Alberta Health Services and is now receiving disciplinary action. Alberta Health Services is deleting records of adverse reactions to the cupcakes. So
wow.
Now they're deleting everyone's records.
So now that goes along
Alberta
with George Floyd, you know, with what he just said.
Yeah, so that's what's going on in Canada.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, this is what happens when you have a Marxist dictator and moving toward totalitarianism. And I mean, the people, not what they outlawed handguns. Here's the thing. They don't want, you got to look at the population of Canada. They don't have enough RCMPs out there to go out and do the dirty work against a whole armed populace. They just don't. And see, the thing is we need to be looking over our shoulder here, because this very same thing is headed in our direction and everybody's too asleep. And
yeah,
when I say everybody, I'm talking about those who are woke, not awake.
They report to the king now.
Yeah, of course. And yeah, he's part of the Committee of 300, by the way, for those of you who don't know that.
Yeah,
this weekend. Yeah, all this weekend. I mean, I've got like 50 news stories here, Patrice. It's just incredible how much news we soaked up, whether or not it's really worth anything, whether it gives people hope. Sometimes I wonder whether or not it's just there to irritate people. And that's,
it's pieces,
you know,
to the puzzle.
Yeah, it is.
It's
pieces
to the puzzle. Put it together.
It is. Well, we appreciate your call, Patrice. You have yourself a wonderful week. Soros bucks and private jets, by the way, were found in the in Pennsylvania AG Josh Shapiro's 11,000-page campaign finance report. 22 reams of paper to print all of that. 55-inch tall stack. And there it is. $120,000 from the family of Soros. Funded the campaigns of soft-on-crime DAs across the nation. Yeah. Republicans, by the way, here's the tit-for-tat coming at you. Take it for what it's worth. Democrat Michigan Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson got her butt handed to her. Republicans scored a legal victory ahead of the midterms. The RNC and Michigan Republican Party filed a lawsuit to invalidate new instructions that Benson handed down for election observers and challengers. See, they're trying to mess with the poll watching. And, of course, the court agreed and ordered Benson's office to either remove a May 2022 manual or amend specific sections, he said, violate state election law and the Administrative Procedures Act, the federal law, passed in 1946. So now she has to undo all that stuff before November 8th. They're going to be watching her to make sure she does. I would love it to see a Secretary of State held in contempt of court and hauled in and put in jail. I would love to see justice like that. You think it's ever going to happen? I know you're all shaking your head now. You see, we have a real problem with accountability here, right? So this Chinese firm buying up land in Florida to build a breeding facility for lab monkeys. And, of course, now there's scrutiny over the company's founder's ties to the Chinese military. And who do they buy it from? For those of you who know who L&T Cattle and Timber is, you need to give them a phone call and say, hey, what were you thinking when you sold to these people? Did you realize that the $5.5 million you guys raked in on the 10 parcels of land might come back to bite you? Seriously. I mean, I'm not telling you to go threaten them. I mean, they did what they did. They hold property to resell and make money. That's what they did. This is America. Now, how did they know that who they were selling to was going to turn this into a biotech lab for monkeys? What do you think they're going to do with those monkeys? I can tell you one idea that came across my mind. They're going to use them for test experiments for the next set of bioweapons they want to launch on us right here in the good old US of A. How about a little Florida lab leak, folks? Would that be a good thing? Let's wipe out the panhandle. That's up in Levy County, by the way, which is up in the north central as you head toward the panhandle. And of course, the January 6th committee, you know, that bunch of ad hoc hawks that basically think that they got it all together and that everything they say matters when actually none of it matters. Well, we sent a subpoena to Trump. You really think he's going to answer this? And everybody's going, oh, Prez, you need to go before the January 6th committee. Just tell them off. What, listen to that tit for tat? Listen to that garbage? They don't have any evidence. They're just trying to catch him in the act of saying something, and they know if they get his egotistical behavior in front of them, that he's going to open his mouth and say something, and they're going to, yeah, I caught you. You know, see, this is just highly partisan political hacks and thugs whose sole function is to destroy the lives of many hardworking American patriots. Yeah, that's his response. A federal judge declined to dismiss a lawsuit against Arkansas's ban on gender transition procedures for minors. Yes, there is a God. And the elections, by the way, an unspecified number of Capitol Hill aides are being deployed as official House election observers in close or particularly cumbersome congressional elections in the coming weeks, according to Representative Rodney Davis, a Republican from Illinois. He is a ranking Republican member of the House Administration Committee. So, you know, obviously they want to keep an eye on things. They want to make sure that what everybody is saying happened in 2020 doesn't happen again. Okay, I'll bite. Meanwhile, the man without a brain, I call him Scarecrow, said that Pennsylvania Senate candidate John Fetterman's wife, Giselle Barreto Fetterman, will make a great lady in the Senate. Was it a gaffe? Or is that really what's going on? Is she doing his thinking for him? Wait a minute. Last time I checked, people are going to the polls to elect him, not her. And, of course, sadly, and this is the thing, you know, if it bleeds, it leads column, two maternity ward nurses at the Methodist Health System in Dallas were shot to death by a 30-year-old Hispanic male who is currently on parole for aggravated robbery. Now he faces capital murder charges. He's on parole and he goes out and kills two nurses. Wonderful. So much for our health system, huh? Well, what can I say? We're going to be talking to Guy Mitchell after the top of the hour break, and we've got all this news left in the can for you to read on the email blast that you're going to be getting. In the meantime, stay with us. We'll be back after the break here on the Power Hour.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.